Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. My name is MJ Omoto and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today, my people. How you doing? Me, I'm good. Can't complain. Day by day is how we take it as we wind down. 2020 has been crazy, but let's do this album review thing.
The latest African album review is...
I found out about Waithaka through Keisha during one of his album listening sessions. And Waithaka had produced one of Keisha's songs from a few years ago, and it was epic. That's when Keisha said, "You gotta listen to this guy's new album." And I thought, why not? I'm always up for new music, and Waithaka has been doing music for 15 years thereabouts, and that's what he majored in college. And here I am with another album review for Waithaka's latest offering titled BLK 2541. BLK 2541 is released under Waithaka Entertainment, 15 tracks, 50 minute runtime, and produced by Waithaka.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
The album kicks off with a nice instrumental intro, and Tabasamu is the song that comes after that intro, and it is a jam and a half. This song really has so much finesse in the makeup. The beat is a vibe. The performance by Kipsang is absolutely legendary to make one of the hidden gems of 2020 going into 2021. If there's any justice in the world, then this song is a certified hit already. You have my word on that one. A song on the project, I think, has that level of niceness, being groovy as well, is Ibambe Katamabe featuring Jivu and Sasabasi. This one is a song you send to the girl you're feeling on that "the song explains how I feel" kind of steez. And my favorite part of the song is where they start singing "Show Me You," which sounds close to the song "Gotha" by the late Jabba and Lon John, produced by Carvin Absalon. As if that was not enough, track 2 on BLK 2541, Wanja featuring Wanjine, is an R&B stunner. Not sure I can actually do justice to the brilliance here by words alone, but my recommendation is listen to this jam, especially if you're into R&B or if you just love, you know, music that just has those sweet chords going on. Listen to it. Slow Motion was another great track which took a unique form for the context of the project up to this point. It is an R&B hip-hop vibe which leans more towards the R&B side of things, with the MCs really showing that poise and control to be able to perform on such a song where you'd probably see the vocalist shining. I mean, the vocalist did shine on the track, but the MCs did well to match up and give the song that fullness from all angles. You get the biggest collab on this project being with Keisha, called "Way Out." Keisha gives us his signature vocal where he drags words to carry chords like nobody else in the game. You can instantly tell Keisha apart from any other vocalist, which I marvel at. And that is the kind of level where your voice is an instrument in its own right. Gotta love that. One thing about this song is the shaker really accentuates everything as a constant. I caught myself thinking, wow, this shaker is distant, but it's popping. Then had to stop myself because who says that about a shaker? Of all things on a song, a shaker. Anyway.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Themes on BLK 2541 are energy on the dance floor, having a good time, regret, love, heartbreak, happiness, and more. The album really is an R&B Afropop type project with some Afro soul and dance in there, which feels a lot like a compilation with the main unifying factor being the stellar production by Waithaka. I went in with absolutely no expectations and came out highly impressed. Stylistically, the overall feeling I got from this project is that Waithaka is a producer that is in love with highly melodious music and leans towards the keys and chords to give that extra connection with the audience. It works well. The sequencing on BLK2541 was fairly good. There were some distinct highs, for example, having a faster tempo song dance on track 10, then slowing things down on Alone and picking up to a mid-tempo Mwakongoro featuring Yutera, who really has such a soulful voice. I love it. What struck me the most about the whole BLK2541 project is how clean the entire production was. From the instrumentation right through to the vocals, I know crisp, and BLK2541 is crisp. There was some pure class in the mixing and mastering. I need this guy for my own project, cause damn. But at the same time, I mean, if you are a musician out there looking for that smooth, especially R&B, hip hop, jazz, quite a fusions, then Waithaka is the guy. Seriously. Craziest thing about BLK2541 album is what I got out of it was much more than what I probably thought I'd get out of it. The music was amazing, but the number of new acts to my music library that I discovered is pretty awesome. I have about 10 artists I subscribe to thanks to this album, and it really represents that middle ground of extreme talent, but not necessarily your super famous artists where you know they're just so talented they could become the biggest thing in the world tomorrow.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
My songs of the album are Horaria featuring A-Rosh, Imi Amor featuring Meryl Page, Tabasamu, Wanja featuring Wanjine, Way Out featuring Keisha, More featuring Wendy K and Jivu, Ibambe Katamabe, and finally TRH featuring Benjamin Kabaseke and Mutindi Mwasa. There is an undeniable maturity about BLK2541. It's not your chasing after fame type of music. It offers a fresh but alternative perspective to good African music. What I'd love to see is more of these artists and creatives such as Wendy K, Wanjine, Waithera, Sam Warui, etc. being more visible online so that we can support their talent. These are upper echelon musicians that we could totally grow to love and they become huge, but we just need to see more of them. And before I dip, if you wanted to know a little bit more about Waithaka is from Kenya, 254, and it did inspire the title, which is BLK2541. I'm calling it BLK2541, but maybe it's Black 2541. I don't know. Where the one is for the US, where he has lived for the last 20 years, and 254 being Kenya, of course. Waithaka has released 2 albums all in all in 2020, but also a remix compilation under Keisha's Sushi Raw label put out in 2011. He's released albums by artists under his own label, specifically A-Rosh, the Murasta EP. Check that one out. A-Rosh is talented. Kwame Rigi, Urugendo EP, Malkia EP, and Kamawendo EP. So that's 3 EPs by Kwame Rigi. He describes his sound as a mixture of R&B, which he grew up on in the 90s, the jazz piano, which he took in college, Afro soul, Kapuka, Kwaito, then sort of combined into one, becoming this fusion, depending on the artist he's working with and if it's his own song or what. And he also says he plays the piano, so the music is very chord and melody driven. If you want to connect with more Waithaka music, then go to Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, wherever, and the handle remains the same, Waithaka ENT. So WAITHAKAENT. Nice. Otherwise, I highly recommend this album to anybody looking for alternative African music that doesn't fit the generic Afrobeats tag, but tackles more of the R&B and Afropop side of things. It's well worth a listen if you just like good music, but also my Kenyan fam from the 254, you gotta support this stunning project. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Wemoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.